trouble is all you've known. If peace and contentment has left you alone, there's one who's waiting. He gently whispers, heed these words of mine.
Be not too weary while on this journey, for you will reap if you wait.
Heartache and trouble is all you've known. Peace and contentment has left you alone. But there's one who's waiting.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful he's in control? Amen. Get your Bibles out. Go to Deuteronomy chapter number 30. Thank you for that song. All the worship, the choir, the special music has led us to this point, this moment, and really all this week long as the Lord's been dealing with me about this message for tonight. This is, let me let you in on a little secret. God is trying to get you to let him in to change your life. Praise the Lord. The presence of the Lord is here. We've had some excitement in here, a lot of worship, and just really people just expressing themselves about the goodness of the Lord. And it's all led us to this moment where somebody in this house, God's trying to let you know He loves you. He wants to save your soul. He wants to set you free. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter number 30. And hopefully you kind of put all the pieces together here in just a moment right before we pray. I'm going to do my best to preach 15 to 20 minutes, and I want us to come to the altar and pray. But Deuteronomy 30, 11 through 20 says, "For this commandment which I command you this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It's not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who can go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very nigh unto you, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that you mayest do it. See, I have set before you this day," this is where I'm going to preach, "I've set before you this day life and good and death and evil. And that I command you this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless you in the land whither you go to possess it. But if your heart turn away so that you will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou goest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life," hallelujah, "that both you and your seed may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give them." Praise the Lord. I want to preach to you with the Lord's help. The title is Which Way? Amen. Which Way? You may be seated tonight. The song lyrics of that song that they just sang, the verses specifically talked about starting down a journey, down a long road, searching for a place to call home, and sin and affliction have led you to grieve. And they talked about, "My friend, be encouraged by these words I speak." Then that second verse said, "There's one who's waiting with his arms open wide." Praise the Lord. Aren't you thankful that he's waiting with his arms open wide tonight? In the text, the children of Israel are nearing their end to the 40-year wilderness journey that they've been on. Moses' last days are upon him because of a decision that he made to disobey God concerning the rock and the water from the rock. Moses is not going to be able to go over into the promised land along with the Israelites. So physically, he's not really involved moving forward from this point on to the conquest of the Canaan land, but still he's very much spiritually involved. He's still their leader. He still is God's voice to the people of God. And God had more to say before Joshua was to come in as the leader and take his people across Jordan River into the promised land. And God tells the people of Israel, he says, "You've got two choices. You've got one choice, but two options. One way to choose is life and blessing. The other way is death and evil, or death and destruction." And he says this, basically, your actions are going to determine which decision you have made. Now, he's not speaking of a certain avenue into Canaan. He's not saying you got to get to Jordan and turn left if you want to get there. He didn't say go to Jordan and turn right. He's not talking about a physical roadway. He's speaking of their spiritual walk. He's saying you've got to choose whether you follow God or you follow the flesh. You've got to choose the way of life or the way of destruction. Even then, they were confronted way back in the Old Testament to choose the straight and narrow way or the broad and the wide gate. They had to make a decision. And you and I, church, and unbeliever in the house, we have decisions that we must make. There was a man known as Awful Orville Gardner. His name is indicative of the life that he lived. Awful Orville, he was a bad man. He was a bad dude. He was an evil man. He was spent time around the late 1800s, early 1900s. He was known as a boxer and a prize fighter. He loved to fight. Eventually, he became involved with the mob. He lived a very wicked life. He was a wicked man, an alcoholic, an abuser, but Orville Gardner had a son. He loved his son with all of his heart. But one day, his young son passed away. This death of his son sent Awful Orville Gardner into a tailspin. One evening, he got drunk and he took a pistol and a bottle of whiskey out to a remote location. He was probably going to take his life, not sure what he was going to do exactly. But he went out under the trees and the stars at night and he looked up into heaven. And he began to curse God. He began to yell out at God, "Come down here and fight me. You took my son. Why didn't you take me instead?" He even yelled, "God, come down and fight me like a man. I can take you on right here and right now." He's in a drunken stupor. He's wanting to fight God. He's angry and mad that his son has gone on, and he didn't want to live anymore without that beloved son. But that night, as he's yelling out those expletives and curses at the Lord in an act of mercy, get this today, the Lord spoke out to Orville's heart. And this is what God said to Orville. He said, "Orville, if you ever want to see your son again, you better change the way you're living and turn to me." And said in that moment, Orville sobered up. He realized he had to choose, am I going to follow life or am I going to keep going the way of death? And in that moment, Awful Orville Gardner bowed down and repented of his sins. Glory to God. He took a shovel. He buried that whiskey. He threw that pistol in the pit. He covered it up and he said, "That's the old me. Hallelujah. I'm a new man." What he started doing was became a preacher, preaching the gospel, winning souls to Christ. But the thing I want you to note about that story is that Orville had to make a decision which way to go with his life. It was a make or break moment in his life. Tonight, I believe there's someone in this room. You need to make a decision to follow Jesus with all of your heart. This is not a decision you can come and make in an eternity later on. You got to make your decision right now. You don't know what's going to happen when you walk out those doors, turn on your vehicle, get on the road to head home. You don't know what it's going to be like. You don't even know if you're going to wake up tomorrow. You may not have as many days as you think to make the right decision. Can I tell you today? You're limited by how much time you do have. So why don't you just choose Jesus? Praise God. How about that? Why don't you just choose Jesus? Let me give you a few points and I'm going to get out of the way. First of all, I want you to notice God told the Israelites, you've got to choose the way to take. God allows us to choose which way we're going to go. Even in the Garden of Eden, man was given a choice. He was given a free will. Right now, my kids, they got to do what I tell them. You know, I tell them what to do and they do it, or they get punished and then they do it. Praise the Lord. But there's coming a day that they're going to be out on their own. They're going to make their own decisions. But right now, I make them do what I tell them to do. And I'm not mean, but you know, as a father, a parent, that's what you do. But in the Garden of Eden, way back at the beginning, God did not make Adam Adam and Eve serve him. He gave them a choice. He gave us a free will. He said, I want you to follow me if you choose to, but if you don't choose me, that's going to be your decision. God did not want a bunch of robots that were led by a tyrannical regime or a deity figure. He wanted us, get this, to choose him over everything else. He wanted us to love him from our own heart. This choice is one of two options. You got to choose life and blessing, or you're going to choose the opposite, death and destruction. It would seem to be the easiest decision, Brother Josh, in history. It would seem to be the easiest decision. Oh, I want to choose life. I want to be blessed. But church, for centuries, humanity's messed it up. We've chosen to go our own way to appease and please our flesh. There have been millions who have chosen option two. And if they could rise up out of hell right now, they look at every single one of us from the youngest to the oldest, and they cry out what I'm telling you tonight. Choose Jesus. Choose to go the right direction. Hallelujah. You got to make a choice. Which way? You can't turn left and right at the same time. You can't do it. You got to pick a direction you're going to go. Jesus said in the Gospels, you can't serve two masters. You can't waver in your faith. You got to choose between the two. He said, if you try to serve both, you're going to hate one and love the other. You're going to cleave to one and despise the other. And can I tell you from experience and watching people throughout my life and ministry, that people who try to live both lives, usually, if not always, fall on the side of death and destruction. You can't have it both ways. You've got to choose to follow Jesus and deny your flesh, or you've got to choose to follow your flesh and deny Jesus. Option number one, the life, the way that leads to life, eternal life, but also abundant life. Hallelujah. I wish somebody get that tonight. Oh, hallelujah. I love that song, Chainbreaker. It gets me every time, especially on the verse when we sing, there's a better life. Ooh, I've watched many people. Listen, I'm just going to go off script right now. I'm going to go off script. I've watched young people as I've taken them out to eat. I've played basketball with them. I've sat and counseled them. I've went and looked for them in the middle of the night when they ran away from home. I've been a friend to them. I've tried to be a father figure to them. I've told them, hey, you got to quit dealing drugs. You got to get away from that stuff. You got to walk away from that. I've cried with them in the altars. I've prayed with them till they got a hold of something. But all the while, I've seen them, Brother Brad, walk away and choose the other direction. I wish I could make the decision for every single one of them. And sadly, I'm probably losing more than I'm winning, if I'm honest with you. But I wish so much that somebody in this house tonight would choose to follow Jesus with all of their heart before it's too late. See, it's a way. Listen, the drugs, the ladies, the men, the alcohol, all of that stuff, it pleases your flesh for a moment, for a very brief moment. But when you wake up from that high or that drunken stupor, or you wake up and not know who you're with, you realize and recognize this is not what life I was meant to live, and you long for a way to get out of that life. Listen, this is the way. God's throwing you a lifeline tonight, saying choose to follow Jesus. I'm speaking to somebody. You're on the fence right now. Lord, help us. You're on the fence. You come to church week in and week out. You're here. You worshiped even tonight. But in your heart, you're still trying to decide, do I really want to follow the Lord? There's another option waiting on you tomorrow, maybe next week. You've already got some plans for some things. But God's trying to pull you out of that. Amen. He's trying to rescue your soul and your spirit even tonight. See, this way's an exclusive way. There's only one way in. You can't get into this way from the back door. You can't get into this way from another on-ramp. Jesus said, I am the way and I am the door. The only way is to come through the blood that we sang about. But let me tell you, it's an inclusive way. You got to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. It's a straight and narrow way. It's exclusive. The Bible says, few there be that are on that road. Exclusive in the manner that we who are on the road, listen, we follow one voice. We're given one guide. Come on, somebody. Amen. We're given one guide. That's what we follow on the straight and narrow way. We listen to God's voice. We listen to His word. And that's the rule book for the straight and narrow way. It's an exclusive way, and meaning the only way to find this life is to go all in. You got to give everything you've got to the Lord tonight. That's what He expects. He said, love me, walk in my ways, keep my commandments, and follow my word, and live. The results of such a life are to live, to multiply, and to find. I wish you'd listen to me tonight. Verse 19 even said, if you choose life, you'll live, and your children, glory to God, your children will live. You want to see revival happen in your home? Your kids are rebellious. Your kids are trying your patience and doing all kinds of things. You try to tell them not to do. Tonight is the night for you as mom and dad to step into the right way. Lord, help me. I didn't mean to say all that. Step into the right way and watch a difference that's made in your life. Begin to make a difference in those behind you, their life. Option number one is exclusive. I want you to notice something, though, about the way of life. It's also inclusive. How can it be exclusive and inclusive at the same time? Well, Jesus wants everybody. Amen. Whew. To come into this way. I'm thankful we can't see everybody's past. Whew. Amen. Tell you what, if you had to write down all the sins that you did and show them to the church, whew, that'd be a scary thing. But God cleansed all that. When He washed away your sins, He cleansed it all. When He washed away your sins. In this way, yeah, it's exclusive. You can only get in through the blood of Jesus, but it's inclusive. In other words, every race is welcome. Every tribe is welcome. Every ethnicity is welcome. Every level of sin that anybody's committed, they are welcome to come and find cleansing. You know what's amazing? You know, this is... Lord help us. You know what's going to be amazing when you get to heaven? You're going to walk around and you're going to see people that have murdered people, that have done drugs, that have sold drugs, that have trafficked humans, that have killed missionaries. You're going to see people that have done a lot of wicked things. But you know what? Jesus died for every single one of their sins just as much as He died for every single one of your sins. So come on now. It doesn't matter what you look like in this moment. It doesn't matter what you said before you walked in the doors. It doesn't even matter how mad you were at God when you came here tonight. The Lord is extending mercy and grace to every single one of us. I love it. He's so faithful. Option number two is broad and wide. It's crowded. It's the way of the followers of this world and of the flesh. It's pretty inclusive, or so you think when you're on it. Oh, anything can go on this road. I can do whatever I want. I'm free to do whatever I please. I can live how I want. I can do what I want. Nobody can tell me different. But church, I need to tell somebody tonight. In reality, when you're on the broad and the wide way, you're not choosing your own destination. You are already serving an evil taskmaster who's pulling you by the string. He's got a leash on you. His chains are controlling you. The Lord even told him, He said, if you turn and you walk away and go towards false idols and worship those things I've told you not to, and you disobey my commandments and you live however you want, He said, surely you will perish. And you can bet that Satan's going to make option number two look very enticing and seem awfully inviting, but it is always the way of destruction. sin, the way of heartache, the way of loneliness, the way of pain, and eventually the way of death and an eternity in hell. But God in His mercy, Lord help us, has given us a choice. We can choose to go the right way. Hallelujah. That choice is a reflection of His character. Point number two, this choice is an indication that God loves all men and every woman. He won't make you love Him, but church, He loves you unconditionally. He loves every person who's ever breathed unconditionally. Notice verses 11 through 14. I won't read them, but He made sure. He said, hey, the word that you need to hear is right there. I've spoken the true word. You don't have to say, can somebody go to heaven and bring us a word? Or can somebody cross the oceans and bring us a word? He said, I've already sent the word. I've given you the word. I've shown you the way. Not only does He give us the word like I'm preaching to you right now, He made sure they understood the word. He made it clear. Now get this. King James Version was not their language of choice, believe it or not, in the book of Deuteronomy when it was written. Sorry, they spoke a different language, right? In King James Version, oh Lord, it may not be what everybody understands today. You know what I'm saying? Woo! But God made sure to speak in a language they would understand. Glory to God. He made His expectation clear. Amen, and I'm making it clear to you right now. If you leave this house not knowing who Jesus is as Lord and Savior, you cannot ever say that somebody didn't tell you the truth. He said, as I am holy, so be you holy. He knew they couldn't be complete. Listen, He knew, oh Lord help us. He knew that they couldn't be completely holy, Brother Brad. He knew, Brother Mark, that they couldn't make it perfect. They would never be able to completely keep the law. They'd have some type of a thought. They might get angry without a right purpose. But you know what He did? Even though He knew they'd make mistakes, He said, and back in the Old Testament, He said, I'm going to institute a day of atonement where that blood can be spread abroad, glory to God, and that sin can be given over to that scapegoat, glory to God, and that sacrifice can be made and all your sins can be covered by the blood. But then Jesus came to fulfill the law. He shed all of His blood on Calvary, and that way you and I can come under the blood and find forgiveness. We see His grace and mercy in this directive. He's gracious enough to give us something that we don't deserve. That's what grace is. He gave us a choice. We don't deserve a choice in the matter. We deserve hell. But even after rejection all this time, I know I've rejected Him before in my life. Many of you have as well. But still yet, He gives you a choice. Amen. He gives you a choice. Now, I'm going to ask a question, and I want to know participation. Has anybody in here, you got saved, but then you walked away from the Lord at some point in your life? Anybody? Glory to God. And guess what? Many of those who raised their hand, if not all of them, have come back to serve the Lord. You know why? God gives us a choice. He keeps running. His mercy and goodness continues to run after us. Mercy withholding from us what we do deserve. He made a way of escape through the cross. We see His long-suffering by giving us a choice. His patience with mankind. I didn't read it in the text, but verses 1 through 10, if you go back and read it for yourself, includes a promise to the people of Israel. If you'll turn away from Me, I'll still make a plea for you to come back. And if you'll repent, I'll bring you back. Hallelujah. Let me tell you the truth. Sin and choosing to follow your own way instead of God, it's going to lead you to hell. And for years, people have said, that must be God's fault. How could a loving God let anybody go to hell? Listen, God sent His Son to die on the cross so you could escape hell. God doesn't send you to hell. You choose to go there. His love, hallelujah, is our way of escape. He continues to pursue the sinner Church, that is love. Can I hear an amen? The Bible says, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, meaning I don't want them to die in their sin. We even read, he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to a place of repentance. So stop blaming God for somebody's wrong decision, and you need to turn around and make the right decision today. God didn't pick up the bottle. God didn't make you worship an idol. God didn't make you divorce that person. God didn't make you cheat on your spouse. God didn't make you tell those lies and cheat on your taxes. You made all those choices yourself. But God did make a way for you to be forgiven for every single one of those things. And even underneath the warning, many of these people in the Word that heard Moses speak this chose to go against God. And they chose the wrong way. But all the way, hallelujah, he still is waiting for them to come home. That's pretty awesome. There's a lot of Jewish people out in the world today who are still living in the antiquity of their religion, following the Old Testament law, not believing in Jesus as Messiah. You know that God is still waiting for them. He is still reaching for them. And he is still saving souls. Amen. Music, would you come tonight? Finally, you must make a conscious and intentional decision to follow Jesus. You don't have to get it all figured out today. I'm just going to meet you where we're at in our culture. Is that okay? Amen. In our culture, marriage is a foregone conclusion these days. It's easier to get out of your contract in your marriage than it is to get out from paying for your washing machine. Amen. That's what Brother Taylor said. I heard a man say that at a wedding. I thought, what in the world, this guy? But it's true. And I've seen people come to the Lord, and they're living together in fornication, but they come to know Jesus. And you know what? You got to be patient with people where they're at. Is that okay? You got to help people where they're at. It's a messy world out there, and you got to love people. I've walked with people who just got off drugs. And they were still doing things that I know weren't right. But they were trying to serve the Lord. And they were doing the very best they could. And they were worshiping God. And they were crying at the altar. And they were reading their Bible. And you know what? You just walk with them. And let God do the work in their heart. And let God begin to clean things up. So what I'm trying to tell somebody in here, you think you got to wait till you got it all figured out. You don't have to wait till you get it all figured out. Sometimes I don't even have it all figured out, church. You don't have to wait till you're perfect. You don't have to wait till everything's cleaned up. You can choose Jesus right now in this service. Hallelujah. You don't have to wait. I don't want to come to that altar because I don't feel like I look good. Listen, I don't care what you look like. I want you to give your heart to Jesus. When a child is learning, you don't start them in college grade education. You start at level one. You don't teach a doctor how to do surgery on day one. You take them to medical terminology class. You show them a skeleton in anatomy and physiology. You let them practice on the brain of a sheep. You teach them how to interact with patients. And then you keep growing from level to level. It's like when you play a video game, a Tetris or something. You don't start out on level 99, you start out on level 1. God ain't looking for you to be at level 99 before you can come to know Him. as Lord and Savior. He wants you to come right now. So don't wait. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till you're perfect. I wish one of these teenagers would hear me, because God's speaking to some of them. Don't wait till you got it all figured out. Don't wait till you're 18 or 19 and have your own scars. Let God save you right now. Let God save your soul. Wash you clean. So don't wait till you're perfect. Just get on the right road today. I'll tell you what, I'll walk with you. Church, I ain't afraid to get my hands dirty. It don't matter what anybody else says about me. It don't matter. Can you believe that? Oh, I don't care. Brother Josh, we got to win them while we can. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Got to win them while we can. It's going to be messy. We're going to have to help their minds heal from things this world has trained them and taught them. We got to be patient with things, but that's how Jesus is with all of us. But today you can make an intentional decision. Somebody, listen, just listen to me. This has been on my heart all week, so I don't know. I didn't make this up for just because. Make that intentional decision. You can't be forced into it. You got to choose to fall in love with Jesus. You got to choose to fall in love with Jesus. That's what he said in verse 20. Love me. Love my word. Cleave to me. That's what it is to be a Christian. You love God. You follow God. And no matter what comes your way, you're going to hold on to him as tight as you can. And there's a lot of times when he's holding on to me. Hallelujah. How is it possible? Because he's your life. Amen. Woo. When you give your life to him, he becomes your life. He becomes your reason for living. He becomes the reason you get up in the morning. He gives you a new sense of purpose and a plan for your life. Glory to God. Let's stand together. So I got to ask you that question. Which way? Which way are you going to choose? Which way are you going to go? There's a song that says, I turned left when I should have turned right, or something like that. Maybe that's where your life's been. And you can go to the point, you can go to the exact moment where you took the wrong turn. And all the while, God watched it. He saw where you were, and he sees where you are today. And I'll be honest with you, God's walked with you every step of the way, trying to let you know, I'm here. I can save you. I'm here. I can set you free. And you can go back to that exact moment, that choice you made. And you've wished, maybe even today, I wish I could go back and undo that. You can't, but God can. I know you have consequences and burdens from decisions you make, and there are some things that it just has to run its course by nature. That's the way it is. But if you choose Jesus today, he can make what's wrong, he can make it right. He can deliver you. He can set you free. And his freedom's in this house. Hallelujah. So I'm just going to open it up right here. If you'd like to come, and if you're one of the ones that's on the fence tonight, you're not all in for Jesus, this is your altar call as well. If you'd like to come and give it all to Jesus right now, I want you to come right now. I know everybody's eyes are open. You think your faith isn't going to be public when you come to know Jesus? It is. You need to make that decision right now. Lord, I want to make a decision. Come on. Don't wait. Choose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make that choice right now. Come. Does anyone want to step out and just make that decision? From this point forward, I'm following Jesus. From this point forward, I give it all to Jesus. Hallelujah. I want everyone that will, I want you to come. We're going to all come right now. Amen. And if that's you, I want you to come with everybody else. This moment, the Holy Spirit just spoke to let you know He loves you and He wants to set you free. Oh, give it all to Him right now. Give it all to Jesus right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Oh, don't wait. Don't wait till tomorrow. You know, you don't have tomorrow as a promise. Give it to Jesus. Give your heart to Jesus. Repent of your sins. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I choose
Jesus.
He's the one who first.
Oh, yes. Oh, I choose Jesus.
I choose Jesus.
I choose Jesus. I choose Jesus. Oh, yes, I choose Jesus. I'm going to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Let this be the day. Hallelujah. Let this be the day I choose Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Chose me.
Bye.